Good morning. This is Marco with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain Comments for today, Tuesday, June 12th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOD prices were July corn up 3 cents, July wheat up a nickel, and July beans up 4.25 cents. Currently, we've got the dollar down just a couple of ticks, crude oil down 4 cents a barrel, gold and silver a little bit lower out here. We did sell 152,000 metric tons of corn to Mexico, most of it for this year, a little bit for next year. I don't think it's going to make a whole lot of difference without any NAFTA agreement in place. The president did meet with Kim Jong-un overnight. It doesn't look like anything really substantive was developed. They signed an agreement saying that the Koreans will denuclearize. Didn't have any time schedule or any particulars. It's not unlike what they've signed in the past, so I don't know that it makes a whole lot of difference out here. The stock market was lower at one point last night. It's currently up 30 bucks, so again, kind of a mixed review out there. The weather around the country looks pretty good. The crop ratings did take a 1% drop from last week on the corn and beans, but they're still rated very highly, so I don't think there's much impact there. Obviously, we're going to be watching the supply and demand report. Looks like the corn production should be up just a tad from last month, bean production up a little bit, but the corn stocks are going to be down about 40 million and the beans up about 20 million. I think that's reflecting strong demand for the corn and a cut in exports on the beans. It looks like Brazil has cut their corn estimate down to 85 million metric tons, but raised their bean estimate a little bit. Not unforeseen there. Pretty much what the trade's been looking for. So we're going to have to see what the reports are. Now, I would say the funds are basically out of their beans now. I think they're certainly about even. I think they're pretty close to even in the corn. I think they're still long about 20 or 30,000 contracts a meal. They're still short wheat. So obviously, the trade's going to look at this report and make some decisions. On this kind of a sell-off, the report's going to have to be pretty bearish in order to carry us lower, particularly now that the funds are pretty much out of these positions. If it's a bear report, maybe we move lower. I think the pros will try to buy it lower if we do see something on a knee-jerk reaction lower. My gut tells me that we can probably drift lower with good weather through the end of the month, then get the crop, the acreage reports, and then see where we can go from there. But we're certainly advising our clients to roll down put options and take some money out of them here where they can. And hopefully we get another rally, summer rally here to sell at some point. Again, I don't want to be too bearish down here, even though the markets can certainly move lower. But I think in the next 2 weeks, we'll make some kind of lows in here. Maybe 940 on July beans, maybe 355 on July corn. Somewhere in those ranges, I think, should hold out here. We'll see what the reports bring. Have a good day. If you have any questions, give us a call. 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.